FM 90.3 WJTL, your home for Christ Community Music. Jamie McDonald left it in the river. Good morning to you at 7:20.
Your election day today is looking sunny and breezy, high of 60. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 39. Your winning Wednesday, mostly sunny and breezy, high of 67. Right now, about 45 degrees in Mannheim.
This morning, our special guest, the director of musical theater at Lancaster Bible College, Johnny Russell, with us. Johnny, good morning again.
Good morning again.
Love having you here. It's fun with you and Kaylin having known each other for so many years. It's great hearing you guys catch up.
Huh. It's so good to see you
No,
again.
It's like so fun to actually be back in the same room together.
Yeah, I love it. So how is musical theater different at Lancaster Bible College as compared to other places?
Yeah, great question. So we talk about the four separators at LBC for us as a college, and that's relational education, authentic community, exceptional location, and biblical integration. And so that last piece is really important for us, especially in the classroom, in the rehearsal hall, in all the in-between moments. And so we really spend a lot of time with our students talking about, as Christian artists, our job is not just to be agents of reflection and truth, but also of transformation and reconciliation. So it affords us the opportunity to ask really challenging questions without celebrating the brokenness, but being able to express and think about and wrestle with the reality of our brokenness, and also the hope that is centered in the gospel, in that through Christ all things will be made new. So it really gives us a really great perspective and opportunity to talk about some really hard things and just what it means to be a person in a broken world and how to do that well.
And so for those who know Susa Gula Musical or have just even read Dr. Seuss's books, how are you integrating that faith into this musical?
Yeah, so practically, you know, before every rehearsal, we have a little Bible devotion, often led by the students, which is really fun. It's a good opportunity for them to sort of stretch their wings in that way. But we've talked a lot about the choices that the characters are making. Like I said earlier, the courage to do the right things. We've talked a lot about identity. Where does that come from? Where are these characters placing their identity? So it really creates a lens for us to be able to talk about things like that. And then create a show that helps shine a light on those things for our audience.
For those who have never seen it, tell us, what is Susa Gula the Musical all about? What are people going to experience if they come out?
So you're going to get a chance to see some of Dr. Seuss's most beloved characters, Cat in the Hat, The Who's, Amazing Maisie, Gertrude McFuzz, and of course, Horton the Elephant. And so we get to see Horton go on this journey of having to make some choices. We see Gertrude stand up for what she believes in and for what she sees is right. I'll let you come see the show and find out if she actually gets what she's after. But you get to see a lot of these classic, fun Seuss characters interact and really, really walk through this world of imagination.
And you love music. Mm-hmm. What are some of your favorite songs from the show?
Oh, there's so many. Horton Hears a Who is a great one. I think there's so many songs that the audience is going to leave stuck in their ear, humming on their way back to the car.
Oh yeah, it's a catchy musical.
It is a catchy musical.
You will be like, I need to listen to this again to get it. Like, to get it out of your head, you have to listen to it all the way again. So it's like, it just kind of repeats the cycle. You just keep listening to it over and over.
My family's a little tired of me humming the songs as we're walking through our easy other.
I'm sure. So it's happening this weekend.
7:00 on Friday, 2:00 on Saturday, and 7:00 on Saturday, and then a 2:00 matinee on Sunday.
And they have to get tickets.
They have to get tickets. They're going fast. So again, lbc.edu/events.
Awesome. Yep. We wish you the best with your show this weekend.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Hope to see you guys there.
We loved having you here as well. Yep. lbc.edu/events. Check it out. Get tickets for this weekend. Lauren Daigle, back to the music. This is Look Up Child, WJTL.